I Am Legend is a new film directed by Francis Lawrence. It's based on a well-known, beloved science fiction novel by Richard Matheson that's been made into movies several times before, starring Vincent Price and also Charlton Heston. This one stars Will Smith. He plays Robert Neville, an army officer, doctor, and medical researcher who also seems to be the last man left alive on the island of Manhattan after a virus has wiped everyone out and forced the evacuation of the city.
My name is Robert Neville. I'm a survivor living in New York City. I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies.
He's not entirely alone. Neville has a faithful German shepherd named Sam, and there are also a lot of mutant zombie types running around on the island. They can't come out in daylight because they'll disintegrate or shrivel or die or something, but when the sun goes down, they come out looking for prey, and they're the usual scary movie zombies that want to eat everyone in sight, and they move very fast.
Anybody out there? Anybody? Please. You are not alone.
The movie, however, is best when it moves slowly. The first hour of this is really terrific because of the way that Francis Lawrence and a team of CGI effects specialists has emptied out the city and presented us some very familiar landmarks.
Canines remain immune to airborne strain only.
And yet it all looks very real and very vivid. And there's something haunting about this, but also sort of attractive about it.
Crippen virus is elegant.
And imagine what a playground it would be if you could go out deer hunting, if you could drive as fast as you want, all without leaving Manhattan.
You just have to listen.
And Will Smith is the other great asset that this movie has. He's one of the few movie stars I could think of who could carry a movie pretty much all by himself without another human being to talk to or to riff off of or to serve as his foil or straight man.
KV had a 90% kill rate. That's 5.4 billion.
And it's perhaps inevitable that this movie, because it is a genre movie, it's a zombie movie, a science fiction horror movie, an action movie, does disappoint in the end. The last half hour or so gets very conventional, very sentimental. I won't tell you what happens, but suffice it to say that it doesn't quite live up to either the hauntingness or the enchanted fantasy aspects of its premise. But it's still a pretty good time.
And fed on everybody. Everybody.